This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of you. Young guys, there's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of us know this hadith, but we may misunderstand it partially. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something that many of us hear. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mu'minu al-qawiyun khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'mini da'if wa fi kullin khayr. Al-hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the strong believer is better and more beloved in the sight of Allah than the weak believer, and in both of them is good. Let's dissect this a little, young men. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about strength here. But notice he said al-mu'min, and al-mu'min comes from iman, and iman is that which is in the heart shown by the limbs. So it is really ultimately the strong believer, meaning that their belief is strong, meaning that they have knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which ultimately means that they act upon that knowledge. Young men, it's important. I know that we want to get in the GYM. We talked about GYM being growing your motivation, growing your masculinity, growing your mind. That's the gym, masterman mentality and method. But when we look at this method, all of this is to help you ultimately be a better Muslim, be a better mu'min, someone that their heart is the strongest muscle because it believes in the one that created it. It knows who he is. It doesn't say that God is like a man, a woman, or a child. Nothing is like God, and because of that, I worship him by himself. I turn to him in times of hardship. Even when I'm lifting, myself, when I lift, I say, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, because I know Allah is the one that has given it to me. He's the one that can make it better. It's not ultimately up to me. That is the mu'min al-qawi. Many times we understand it as a mu'min al-qawi, the one that is physically strong. Yes, it has that understanding as well. But the ultimate understanding is the one that believes in Allah and works their best to strengthen and maintain that belief, keeping away from doubtful matters and the matters of desire. Many of us may get a body in the gym and we're thinking about the girls. Natural, but put it in its proper place. Be a disciplined person that says, I want to be better in my mental, spiritual, and physical, but I'm not going to allow these young girls to distract me. That's the mu'min al-qawi. He's better in the sight of Allah than the mu'min al-da'if, the weak mu'min. Notice how he still called him a mu'min. You make a mistake, it's not a problem. The most important thing is that you know that you have to go back to your anchor. That's the ultimate question. Who and what is your anchor? And if it is not Allah, we need to do some self-evaluation. The gym is a great place to grow our mind, to grow our masculinity, to grow our motivation. But use it as a means to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where the Prophet ﷺ, he ends it at this portion. He says, and in both of them are good. You're not a bad person, young man. You may be online doing things that you shouldn't be doing, in places that you shouldn't be. But as long as you have that anchor with Allah, as long as you have that anchor by starting off, by trying your best to pray, by listening to your mother. I know it's going to be difficult. She may be nagging a lot of times. But that anchor that you have, that I trust in Allah, he's the one that will never judge me. He loves me more than anyone else. And I use what Allah has given me to the best of my ability. That is the mu'min al-qawi, and maybe the mu'min al-da'if, the strong believer and the weak believer. But notice, it doesn't only stop at the physical. The physical is a manifestation or a way of showing what is in the heart. Protect your heart, strengthen the heart, just as you strengthen your biceps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong believers in this life to where we will be with him in the next. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.